From wherever you may be, glad that you are here. This beautiful and wonderful little corner of the internet where I get to talk with Rick Limpert, who covers sports and technology and, well, a lot of different things on Twitter. His handle is Rick Roswell. And Rick, you're not joining us from the undisclosed Starbucks location today. You are on the West Coast today.
Yeah, I've been on the West Coast since the middle of the week doing some work out here. And there's no Starbucks here near where I'm staying. There's a Pete's Coffee, though. That's the another Starbucks version coffee shop here on the West Coast, and it's pretty good. And I was at Pete's the last couple of days, but not there yet.
Well, I know that we are waiting for you with lots of sweat and humidity here on the East Coast for when you come back. Rick, the eclipse, you have to have literally been living under a rock to not hear about this thing. And fortunately, it's over. Do you think that we'll be hearing anything about the eclipse by, let's say, Friday of this week?
No, the eclipse will peak tomorrow or Monday when it starts on the East Coast and works its way west. I'm just about sick of the eclipse. I've written about it a bunch of times. I'm still getting media pitches about various things with the eclipse. I don't think we had this much hype 40 years ago. So when there was an eclipse that I remember, I think I was in third grade.
Well, we didn't have Facebook and Twitter and Instagram back then either. So that's perhaps why there wasn't as much hype.
No, how many Instagram posts are going to be tagged eclipse on it? I just would venture to guess that it's maybe around a million.
Hey, look, breaking the internet may actually be something that really happens tomorrow.
Yeah, but I mean, it's going to be an internet event, a social media event, no doubt. But I guess we'll talk about some things maybe to watch the eclipse here I've gathered and maybe some tips. So, like I said, this eclipse is coming whether we want it or not.
Well, for sure. And let's start off with the number one and the obvious one. That is appropriate eyewear for checking this thing out tomorrow. Be smart and listen to what you're going to say right here.
Yeah, do you have your solar eclipse glasses, Sully? Were you able to find a pair anywhere?
Yes, I do. I'm lucky enough to have one. I wish I had more that I could sell tomorrow, but instead I'm sitting on 200 fidget spinners.
Oh, geez. Well, good luck with that. But eclipse glasses, they've been going for about $2 if you can still find them. I think some stores maybe may get one more little shipment in tomorrow morning for the last-minute shoppers. Many stores are sold out, and you know, don't look at the eclipse without some of these approved solar eclipse glasses. I'm kind of even leery about looking at them with the glasses. Don't look directly at the solar eclipse with your naked eyes. And I put a link on wirelesswednesday.live. I'll put a link on there and ricklimper.info where you can maybe find reputable vendors for your solar eclipse glasses. Have fun with that.
And for you do-it-yourselfers, there is a way, and many ways, to enjoy the eclipse without purchasing anything. You can make your own devices. What has impressed you about this genre of eclipse viewing?
What's impressed me is there's been a lot of sites, Sully, that have put up kind of, like you said, do-it-yourself instructions. I kind of like that. Again, be careful. Make sure you follow directions. If you're going with that long box or that tube viewing, there's a site called exploratorium.edu, and I'll put that link up as well, where you can look at a lot of how-to things with the solar eclipse. So if you can't find the glasses, if you don't want to be that guy and have those glasses on standing outside on Monday, there's some other options.
Might take a minute to get this shipped to you, but perhaps you could order it now and have it in time for the next eclipse, or at least your kids would be able to see it. But how about this Starbound Astronomy Viewing Chair? I had no idea that such things existed.
I didn't know either, Sully, until I got an email about it. But this is for any kind of astronomy event. You can use this chair. To me, it kind of looks like maybe something you'd find at the Nautilus machine at the gym, kind of a bench-pressing chair. But it is an observation chair that folds for easy storage. It's adjustable. And they're billing this as a chair where you can kind of relax and observe. You can use your telescope while sitting on the chair. It has good padding, and I guess it has to come in different colors in this day and age. So an astronomy viewing chair, who knew?
Yes, two powder-coated colors, white or black. And, Rick, when I see a nice chair like this that's foldable, I always think about keeping it in the trunk of my car and having it when I, you know, just want to sit down somewhere for a little while.
This would have come come in handy for you, Sully, on various remotes on other stations you were on. It just folds out nicely, and yeah, I think you'd look good sitting on it. And for people that are astronomy buffs, they have devices like this.
Okay, how about everybody's going to be taking pictures, and I have a feeling that people will be taking out their good cameras tomorrow to get documentation of this eclipse rather than just counting on their cell phone. But how about these solar filters for eclipse photography?
Yeah, for various accounts or various reports, maybe you're not supposed to even take a picture with your just your regular lens of the eclipse. So they're recommending a solar filter. You can buy solar filters. Black polymer, you can make your own. These are also used for people that shoot sunspots and other type of, like you said, astronomy events through telescopes. I guess we've learned over the years on how this works. And again, I'll put some instructions on there how to make a filter of your own for a telescope. I don't know why you'd want binoculars looking at the eclipse or a camera at very little cost. So just make sure the filter is well attached to your whatever device you're using. Use some sort of maybe double-sided or sticky tape, and have fun with it. See what kind of shots you can get.
And with anything, whether it's a football game, the birth of your child, or, you know, buying a new car, there has to be an app for absolutely everything. But what's great about apps is they really do inspire, or can inspire, so much learning and education. And there's a couple of great apps centered around the eclipse that folks can check out, and they're really good.
And they're free, too. So this is something maybe good you want to put on your phone or your tablet. Check out NASA's kind of taking the lead on educating and doing things with the eclipse. So NASA has a Total Solar Eclipse 2017 countdown app out, and it's got a live stream that a lot of people are going to be watching, including a lot of school-age kids of the eclipse, interactive screens, and, like you said, educational activities, and a 3D printable pinhole projector project on there where you can, again, you can make your own kind of viewing device.
So, Rick, this begs the question here as we wrap this up. What will you be doing for the eclipse tomorrow? I kind of see you at a Starbucks with a laptop open, kind of doing some work. Am I getting warm here?
Maybe. That's maybe a good idea. I was looking kind of for suggestions. Should I be inside or outside?
I think I'm going to be inside, Rick. I don't want to mess up my eyes. And the eyes and hearing to me are two things that are pretty important, and I don't want to lose them anytime soon.
No, that's about all I got at this point. So I'm gonna value those. But also, the warnings came out kind of over the last couple of days. I think of your pets as well. Don't go outside, and while you're maybe not looking at the eclipse, with standing there with your dog, and the dog is looking up, or the dog's wondering what's going on. So, again, take care of your pets in a situation like this.
As always, great to chat. WirelessWednesday.live, the hub for all things Rick. You can also see some of Rick's work. GAFollowers.com, they're big on Twitter. And, of course, Rick, you're on Twitter as well. Rick Roswell, the handle. And folks can get you on Instagram and see all the wonderful places that you get to visit throughout the year, too.
Yeah, a bunch of stuff recently. Had a meeting yesterday, hung out with Deepak Chopra here in Carlsbad, California, and put some pictures up of that. And I'll have a full report on the events of this week, Sully, coming up soon.
Did you do any meditation with Mr. Chopra?
We did. We meditated. We listened to him talk about some things. It was very interesting. And he's quite an interesting guy. And he's got he's written evidently 80 books. So he's got me beat by 78.
Well, I'm glad that you are an accurate scorekeeper.
I try, and it makes you you realize how small you are in this big world when you're hanging out with people like Deepak Chopra and his team. Tom House, the former Braves pitcher that caught Hank Aaron's 715th home run, he's part of Deepak Chopra's team, and had fun hanging out with him yesterday as well. But full report on that coming up soon.
And the best thing about our chat next week, Rick, is the eclipse will be ancient history by then.
What eclipse?